Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
There are three important lessons about faith in today's gospel. When Jesus heals a boy possessed by a demon, which his disciples were not able to expel, he rebuked the demon and the boy was cured. Now, remember that Jesus had already given his disciples the power to cast out demons 7 chapters earlier in the Gospel of Matthew. But when it came time to use that power, they failed. But that's not the point to which I want to draw your attention today. These are the points I want to draw your attention to today. First, note the faith of the father of that possessed boy. Even though the disciples' failure had disappointed him, and indeed the disciples themselves were distressed by their inability to help, even so, his father never doubted the power of Jesus to take the situation in hand and help his suffering child. He knew that while the Lord had sent his disciples out to do good, and indeed they were doing God's will in many things, and the world would eventually become better because of them, each one of those disciples had their limitations. But God was not limited by their limitations. Can you see how this applies to today? In the wake of so many controversies and scandals, there are many who feel that the bishops of our church have failed, and that our priests and other ministers, and indeed the laity, are powerless to remedy all these evils that we confront, especially the constant attacks on the sanctity of life itself. It's like these are all demons which Jesus' disciples today are not able to expel. And we priests and those in the pro-life movement are often distressed by our apparent powerlessness. It's like our whole culture is turning against us, bombarding us with issue after issue, evils we never dreamed we would ever have to face in this land of the free and home of the brave. The contraceptive mandate of the Department of Human Services, same-sex marriage, and so on. We could have a long list. Restrictions on our liberty and the public promotion of immorality. Sort of like what happened in Mexico in the years leading up to the persecution of the church there. For instance, as depicted in the movie For Greater Glory. So the Father in today's gospel has much to teach us about the power of Jesus to take the situation in hand and help those in need. Like the original disciples, we should at least take comfort in knowing that God is not limited by our limitations. Indeed, our failure can sometimes serve the purposes of the Lord more than our successes, because then it is evident that the power at work comes from God and not from ourselves. We saw that in the martyrdom of so many faithful Catholics in Mexico during the 1920s and 1930s. Second thing, notice the constant demands that Jesus keeps having to face. Every time he turns around, he is confronted with another instance of human suffering. He has just come down from the mountaintop in the verses prior to this selection, where it was easy to feel close to God and to pray and meditate and feel very tranquil. But he doesn't stay there. He draws power from his relationship with his Father, and then goes down that mountain to now use that power, to use that energy, to reach out with self-sacrificing love to those in need. During the Mexican persecution, bishops, priests, and nuns took temporary refuge in the United States, regrouped, and then returned with re-energized faith to reach out heroically and with sacrificial love to their flock in their time of greatest need. And third, note the power of faith to move mountains. In Jesus' time, there was an idiomatic expression used to describe persons who were able to overcome extremely difficult challenges. These remarkable problem solvers were said to be able to uproot, or another way the expression goes, pulverize mountains. The mountains, of course, being problems or obstacles that seem to defy solution. So Jesus wasn't talking here about physical mountains. That's just an image he uses that is part of the idiom of the time. What he means is that the hardest problems we will ever face can be solved if our faith is strong enough. And if our faith is strong, God will show us a way to remove all the obstacles in our path of doing his will. And the 2,000-year history of the church shows that that is true. I, for one, find all this very encouraging. God is not limited by our limitations, and indeed our failures can themselves sometimes serve God's purposes. Prayer empowers us to then go forth with self-sacrificing love to those in need. And if our faith is strong, God will show us the way to remove all the obstacles in the path of doing his will. Amen, amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, nothing will be impossible for you, not even the destructive power of the culture of death.